Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Law of Attraction, New Manifestation. For this episode, we are going to be talking about issues related to doubt and self-doubt. I think you're going to enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get into this. So I have had quite a few people come on to the YouTube channel, and they have posted questions, comments, concerns about dealing with doubt. And, you know, a lot of them say, I'm using this technique, I do well for the most part, but then, you know, sometimes during the day or as I'm going to bed at night, I start having doubt, fear, and I think, well, what if this isn't going to work out for me, et cetera, et cetera. And let me just start out by saying that some of this is pretty normal, you know, and I'm going to hopefully, as I continue to discuss this issue throughout this episode, it'll become clearer why this is normal. But aside from just normalizing it, I also want to give you maybe a new perspective through which to look at this, which I think will really help, at the very least, reduce the strength of that doubt, and at the very best, help you get rid of the doubt altogether. So just something to think about here is that as we grow, and when I say grow, I'm talking about as we raise our vibration using law of attraction terms, as we become more conscious of our connection to source, more aware of our ability to create our own lives through making more conscious choices in how we think, how we feel, how we behave. We try to, gently become, or in other words, have more positive thoughts, treat other people well. We realize that we are more than just these bodies, these personalities, these egos. We are basically, right, all of these things are kind of synonymous with raising vibration, right? Being happier. And as that happens, one thing to take note of is that it doesn't always happen evenly across every area of your life. So just give you a simple example here. If I am, let's say that I realize that, man, you know, I must have a lot of negative thoughts around money. And, I realize that I've always, kind of not liked people who had money. And I feel like money is the root of all evil sometimes. And, you know, I'm always struggling to pay my bills. I'm always feeling like I don't have enough, you know. So I understand. I'm starting to become aware. My consciousness is becoming large enough to realize that I may have some self-defeating beliefs, some subconscious beliefs that are tripping me up when it comes to aligning with financial abundance. So I am going to start using some affirmations. I'm going to start visualizing. I'm going to start doing some scripting. I'm going to start working with a coach to really get to the bottom of this and begin to change in this area of my life. Now, here's the thing, is that as you focus on this one area, it's very important to realize this, is that when one thing changes, pretty much everything changes because it's all connected. So I did a podcast episode, just to give you a quick example of this. I did a podcast episode a while back, and I think I did a YouTube video about it as well, about manifesting abundance. And this is related, obviously, to financial abundance, but just abundance in general. So I believe I had said in that podcast episode, if you want to really, you know, affirm the or align, maybe is a better word, align with abundance, all you really have to do is go outside and take a deep breath and just become aware of the abundance of air that exists out there for you. Look at the sunlight, the abundance of sunlight that exists. Go to a park. Look at the abundance of trees, of greenery. Go to a beach. Look at the abundance of the ocean. My God, that always gets me. The abundance of the ocean. All of these things are external reminders or cues that prompt us, if you look at them the right way, to recognize and affirm, yes, this is abundance. I see it. I align with it. And as you do that, as you see that more and more and more, your vibration starts to change, right? And of course, this will spill into financial abundance. It's going to really spill into everything. But when you are targeting financial abundance, learning how to recognize abundance everywhere will help, because it doesn't matter. Like the universe, our consciousness doesn't really say, oh, well, this is only financial abundance. Abundance only exists in my finances. That's not true. If you want to align with more abundance, you really have to align with more abundance across your whole life and all dimensions of your life. So next time you hug someone that you love, feel the abundance of love. That is very, very important. So again, coming back to this, is that when you are growing in one area, all other areas are affected. And what happens is that when we spend a lot of time focusing on one particular area, like finances, just the example I started using, but this applies also with love relationships, with health, with whatever, what happens? We start to feel some growth, hopefully, in that area on which we're focusing. But as that area raises in vibration, there may be other areas in your life that maybe you're not really actively focusing on that don't exactly grow at the same rate. Maybe there are some subconscious beliefs related to that area that are kind of dragging it down, making it a little bit more challenging, or there's a little more resistance in that particular area for vibration to rise as it's rising in the area upon which you're focusing. So what happens is that these different areas, if you kind of visualize this, right, this one area is kind of raising up, and then you have another area that's not exactly raising up at the same rate, right? And then what happens is you start to see these gaps appear, right? As one area goes up, you start to see this gap between that area that is rising and another area that is still kind of stagnant, maybe needs a little more attention. And in between those two areas, you'll start to notice gaps. These gaps are what create doubt. So you have, let's say, affirmations like, I'm a money magnet. This is just one of the ones that I like. I'm a money magnet. Or one of the ones that I came up with, I am experiencing absolute and permanent financial freedom, right? So I say that affirmation. I say that affirmation almost every day. And I start to feel good. I'm like, yeah, I can feel that I am manifesting financial abundance. I am experiencing absolute and permanent financial freedom in my life. And then what happens? I may have another area where, I don't know, maybe there's something going on with, I'm trying to think of an example, maybe my health, or maybe something going on with my house, maybe something breaks or something, right? And this is basically could be manifestations of other bold beliefs that are not exactly aligning with the new belief that I'm affirming all the time of me experiencing absolute and permanent financial freedom. So again, these gaps appear. And as I view, view with the inner eye, not with my eyes, right? As I begin to get a sense of these gaps that, like, oh man, I feel so good when I say this, but yet this other area is kind of, then what happens is doubt. Doubt arises. Oh, maybe, you know, maybe this isn't working. You know, maybe this is a manifestation of something else that is going to get in the way. It's going to trip this up. What if this doesn't work out? And these doubts start to to appear. And the doubts are really just, again, our brains, it's a label. The word doubt is a label that we place on something that doesn't feel vibrationally right. Something's off, right? It's this gap. I just use that word, a gap. Now, one thing I like about this idea is that I think that the word doubt just in and of itself has a lot of negative connotations. And some people actually, when they feel doubt, they actually feel guilty for feeling doubt. Oh, I'm doubting. Oh my God, I'm not a good law of attraction practitioner, right? And it's like, oh man, I shouldn't be feeling doubt. This is gonna ruin my manifestation. And now you're worrying and freaking out about the doubt. And I like to use the word gap because, see, gap doesn't have the same connotations as doubt. And the other reason that I really like the word gap is because of this, is because gaps are basically things that can be filled, right? So you can see these gaps, as I like to say. I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes a great affirmation that you can start using if you struggle with doubt. So stay tuned for that. It's just a couple minutes. Just want to go over a couple other things. So these gaps appear, and you can see the gaps as invitations to grow in consciousness, to grow in awareness, to grow in just expansiveness. So I really like that. It's look at gaps as invitations. You could also say that gaps only appear when you become conscious enough to see them, right? Because in other words, gaps are showing us, okay? It's almost like a message from high self saying, hey, look, this is an area where you need to kind of grow. You need to kind of push into that area so that we really, you know, can align our vibration across multiple dimensions in our life. So I really like that idea. Instead of using the word doubts, oh, I'm doubting this, just say, oh, this must be a gap. This must be a gap in my vibration, and I can work on this. I can fill this. Now, like I said a minute ago, I want to read to you a series of affirmations I wrote to work on doubt, but I just need to pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor. I will be right back to share that with you. Sit tight. All right, you all, I'm back. Thank you for your patience. So I'm going to read this series of affirmations to you. I will read them slowly. I'll read each one twice so that you have some time to jot them down. But I think these can be very, very powerful. Again, if you're struggling with self-doubt, you can read these either in moments of doubt, or you can just read them, you know, once or twice a day, more as a preventative measure so that you don't have as much doubt throughout the day. I think the message will come across as I go through them. So let's just go ahead and jump into these. Okay, so the first one is, I am this universe. This universe is me. Again, I am this universe. This universe is me. You can obviously pause the podcast if you want to write that down. The next one is, I expand my consciousness to lovingly fill this universe. I expand my consciousness to lovingly fill this universe. The next one, doubt is simply high self's way of indicating directions in which I can choose to grow. Doubt is simply high self's way of indicating directions in which I can choose to grow. Next one. Doubts are simply gaps. Gaps which appear as I raise my vibration. Doubts are simply gaps. Gaps which appear as I raise my vibration. Gaps are the space I become aware of as one vibrational state grows into another. Gaps are the space I become aware of as one vibrational state grows into another. I am fearless when gaps appear. I am fearless when gaps appear. I fill those gaps with conscious bravery. I fill those gaps with conscious bravery. Doubt or gaps are simply universal invitations to grow. I accept these invitations. Doubt or gaps are simply universal invitations to grow. I accept these invitations. My conscious bravery is without limit. My conscious bravery is without limit. My love is without limit. My love is without limit. My belief in myself is without limit. My belief in myself is without limit. Doubt disappears before me. Doubt disappears before me. I am this universe. This universe is me. I am this universe. This universe is me. That's the end right there. So you see it ended with the same line with which it started. And again, you don't have to use all of those. I just gave you all of them. The way I was kind of envisioning it in my mind as a tool is, you know, writing it all as a, you know, maybe medium-sized paragraph and just reading it, you know, as a statement, you know, a couple times a day, like I said, or whenever you are experiencing moments of doubt. But again, the idea here is to remove that word from the vocabulary as best as possible and replace it with the word gaps. And see them as evidence of growth, that you are seeing the gaps because you are growing. And the gaps are merely pointers but from high self saying, hey, here's an area where we can grow into. Okay, they're invitations from the universe to grow. So I hope that you find this information helpful, that these affirmations help you in your practice. Again, jump on to YouTube, search for Dreams Warp. You'll find content related to this and much, much more on the YouTube channel. You'll also find there a link to get your free subliminal. Make sure you grab that. Also links to my Instagram, my Twitter, where you can find 1-minute motivational videos a couple times a week. And you'll also find a link in case you want to book one-on-one time with me, ask questions, chit-chat, or do full-on coaching, whatever you need. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening. Always so appreciative. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.